Hey guys, it's Chris Chico, and I have you on the phone with me, one of our clients, Justin Lee. Justin, you here with me?
I'm here, Chris.
Terrific. So I asked Justin to for just us to have a conversation. He's a member, and I wanted to have him share his perspective and just how things have been working and working with us. So I wanted to ask you, Justin. When you first got involved with us as an REI Bold client, obviously, what were you doing before you got involved with us with respect to lead generation and, you know, systems and follow-up and everything else like that? What were you doing before that? Did you have anything in place, or what was your system, if any, that you had in place?
I think, Chris, that before we started working with you, we were the model of inconsistency. So we would do our own mail through click-to-mail. We would get our own list. We would drop a bunch of mail. Sometimes we'd get a few deals. Sometimes we'd bomb. Then if we got some deals, we'd forget about marketing. Then if we didn't get any, we keep spending more money. We weren't doing a good job of following up. We were mailing to a lot of different prospects once instead of to a targeted list multiple times. And we were just really all over the board and really inconsistent. And our revenues reflected that inconsistency.
Okay. And so part of it, well, I guess part of the consideration, right, of coming on board was to kind of eliminate that, kind of remove the ups and downs and put you on a more consistent path. So, like, before you got involved with it, that was a need for you. However, though, you didn't get started with us right away. You know, we had a back and forth and a discussion. What were some of the hesitations as far as getting involved versus just continuing to do it yourself and how you were doing it?
Well, I'm in a really competitive market, so with higher price points. So we knew we were going to have to spend a lot of money. So the first thing my partner did was we sat down and we wanted to be able to commit to a minimum amount of mail over a minimum number of months. Because there was no point in just testing you guys out for like 30 days or 60 days. Because I said to my partner, look, if we're going to quit on this after 30 or 60 days, we shouldn't even do it. We should just save our money because it's not a fair test. So right. It was a function of coming up with a length of time and a budget that we felt comfortable with, that we were going to look at it and say, you know, where are we comfortable and what's our tolerance? Risk tolerance, I guess, if you will, because there's no guarantee in life that any sort of marketing is going to work. And where is our risk tolerance, and what were we comfortable with spending and doing to achieve the results that we wanted to achieve?
Okay, and that makes sense. And I remember us having that conversation as well. Just you have to make the commitment long term. Otherwise, like you said, it wouldn't be worth it just coming in for 30 days and trying it out, because you're just not giving yourself the chance to make it work.
Exactly.
So the decision was we want to make the commitment to do this, and we want to give it a realistic amount of time. And so it was that kind of the in the end what the major decision point was for you as far as getting involved?
Well, no, we had to make a decision internally as a company as to what were we comfortable with in terms of time and money. But the biggest thing that I would say that pushed us into making a decision to take a step and move it forward is that there's all these things in your real estate business that we know that we should be doing, mm-hmm. that we weren't doing. And we felt like for us to create that from scratch, it almost seemed insane to try and do it. So, for example, having things like people being able to automatically, with a push of a button, send out an offer. The ability to have people follow up with hang-ups for us when they call in and they don't leave a message. All those things that we know we should be doing. But when we look in the mirror, it's just the thought of, A, am I really realistically going to do this? Or B, am I actually, you know, going to sit down and create all of these systems? And what's to say that what I create, how long is it going to take me to create it? And could it, and is it even going to be better? Not even better, is it even going to be equal to something that somebody is already working on for hundreds of different investors. And so that was what really pushed us over the edge, and you know, the concept of let's leverage into what other people are doing, and it's only going to continue to get better as the community grows and people do more stuff.
And I guess also going back to your previous comment, you're going to be making an investment in money, right, over a certain period of time, and you want to be able to extract as much as you could from that, right? So, and obviously calling the hang-ups and automating the follow-up and the offer process and a lot of those other things would give you also a better chance, right? Because in the end, it allow you to squeeze potentially more profit out of what you were already committing to doing, right?
Make exactly. Sense. And so there's been enough little things on the side that we've been able to start where REI Vault maybe isn't there yet, or just other ideas or other things that we've wanted to do, that has given us more than enough of these little projects that I couldn't even imagine having to take on the stuff that you guys are doing. So we found that that's been a really nice balance where it hasn't completely stifled our, you know, creative juices, and we're still adding neat things on as we go, but really leveraging, you know, your horsepower to make our marketing machine that much better.
And then now that we're, you know, you've gotten involved with us, you've gotten started, and now as we're moving in, I think this is now the second month or so, past the second month, could you share your experience so far, what results you've gotten, and just in general, what you're thinking about the decision you made and how you feel about that decision now?
Yeah, we were fortunate. Our very first mail drop. So we broke ours up at your suggestion. Rather than mailing everybody on the first, we took the month and we did half on the first and half on the 15th. Mm-hmm. And we locked up a deal on the very first mail drop. It was a bit more of a complex deal. It was in a trust. There was a niece of the trustee's brother living in the house. She didn't want to move. There was a eviction and a whole thing, but in the end, the perseverance paid off in our first deal. We actually just bought it and closed on it yesterday, and so our primary business model is fix and flip, but this ended up being such a good deal that we've pushed it out to our buyers list, and we'll decide in the next 24 hours here if we're going to accept an offer for somebody to close on it, or we'll just move ahead. So we've delayed our construction by 3 days, and we were okay with that. And then we've got a bunch of other deals in the pipeline that we feel like we're really close on, and that just staying in touch with the sellers and staying in front of them, we're building up a pipeline where we expect more to start to pop here over the next few weeks.
So one thing I wanted to ask you, Justin, is that, you know, I wanted to ask you about our customer service, right? And I wanted to ask you that in two parts, because I always say that as much as we try, you know, nobody's perfect, right? So I know that, you know, we want to ask you is how's been our customer service, number one, and also, two, at the same time, there's been some hiccups or some things that we have to make adjustments for, and were you happy and satisfied with our level of just, you know, trying to make sure that if there's something broken that we fix it, or that we make adjustments to help you, you know, do what you got to do.
Yeah, so far the support has been great. You guys are big on the ticketing system, and I'm fine with that. Tickets definitely get replied to in a timely manner. I'm excited because I've given you guys a lot of feedback on things that, you know, maybe we didn't necessarily agree with or wanted to understand why you're doing it. And on every instance, you guys have looked into it and either tried to understand our viewpoint, or if you immediately recognized it, went ahead and fixed it. So from that end, it's been great, and we have no complaints whatsoever.
Yeah, terrific. I appreciate that. You know, I guess what we try to do is just, we try to look at it as it's a two-way relationship, right? We're doing our best we can to provide you with the service that you need in order to help you be successful. But at the same time, we're looking for input, because we can always make things better. We can make adjustments. If something isn't working, we want to hear about it. And in the end, it helps everyone all the way around. So, you know, I guess my last question is, if somebody's here listening to this, they're thinking about maybe getting involved? Is it something you would recommend them considering, at least having a conversation with them to see if it's the right fit?
I would definitely recommend a conversation. And the biggest advice that I can give to somebody considering it is come up with a realistic budget and a realistic timetable for how long you want to do it and give it a shot and where you'd feel comfortable. And that's what we did. And then we looked at it objectively, and that was what really, for us, made it be an absolute no-brainer where we wanted to look at some consistent marketing. We came up with a budget where we felt comfortable, and so far everything's been fantastic. So far we've definitely got a fantastic ROI, and we're, like you said, just 2 months into this, so we're expecting, you know, as that pipeline builds, that ROI to even get bigger and bigger as we go down the path and we fill up the pipeline with more written offers.
Well, that's great. And so we're looking to help you do that and looking to continue to, you know, just help expand our capabilities with you so that you can do better. So I want to thank you very much for taking the time, though, Justin, to share your story and to share what we've been helping you with. So thank you very much for that.
No problem, Chris. Anytime. Thanks very much.